Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Again, download the River Network app. Click Big Willie 105.5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time for Dimitri Live. We'll give you all the information, everything that we have. We're so appreciative. If you just joined us, you missed really important stuff. Lou Vargo was our very special guest. He is the director of the Wheeling, Ohio County Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency. He is the main guy who is making all of this work with his great team. The efficiency, the seamless interaction with all these people. I'm a very critical person, let me tell you, especially when it comes to government employees and this, that, and the other. It's just who I am. And I got to tell you, I have just been blown away by the incredible coordination and the efficiency of all of these different agencies working together under the leadership, yes, leadership, of Lou Vargo, the director of the Emergency Management Agency. So he gave us a lot of information, and he said that he had to hold off on breaking some news in that interview a little bit earlier. He has to confirm a few things, and then he is going to text me to let me know when he's confirmed it, and we'll get him back on the air and share that information with you. Now, I don't know if that information has anything to do with Governor Patrick Morrissey's post on, I guess it was Facebook. Here's what Morrissey posted. An unidentified body has been recovered in Wetzel County, suspected to be from the recent flooding. We have not yet confirmed definitively, if this individual is a flood victim. If confirmed, that would be the seventh fatality from the floods. Now, I want to stress something here. I don't know if that's what Lou Vargo is working on or if there's something else. He didn't give me any hint one way or the other, but he is planning to text me when he does have the information, which presumably will be during the show here. And then, of course, we'll get him back on and share that information with you. So that's the latest with that. Renee from the Guntry sent me something that I wanted to share with you. And then I've got this incredible post from the husband of the woman and the father of the child who were swept away. This message, this open letter to his wife and to his daughter is just beyond heartbreaking. And I posted it all over Facebook, as have others. I mean, it's really quite a remarkable thing. So we'll get to that in a bit. But from Renee at the Guntry, she pretty much runs the place up there. Renee Dorsey, wonderful, wonderful human being. And she reached out to me saying, hey, can you get the word out to everybody here in the Valley regarding this? And I said, Renee, for you, anything, absolutely anything. And here's the message. In coordination with Ohio County EMS, Guntry at the Highlands is assisting with supply efforts for victims of the recent flooding. If anyone wishes to donate, we are accepting supplies. We are in turn distributing them to those in need. A sampling of items is as follows: clothing, baby supplies, cleaning supplies, water, toiletries, feminine hygiene, pet food, paper goods, garbage bags, and other non-perishable food items. If you have any questions, this is the phone number for Renee and the Guntry. 304-832-3131. Once again, 304-832-3131. 3131. Again, if you want to make any kind of donation, the Guntry is accepting supplies, and they will be distributing them to the people in need. Once again, clothing, baby supplies, cleaning supplies, water, toiletries, feminine hygiene, pet food, paper goods, garbage bags, and non-perishable food items. That phone number again for Renee at the Guntry, 304-832-3131. That's 304-832-3131. Renee, Guntry, really, really, really good people. All right, so we have that. Let me get to this other information before we get to this heartbreaking open letter. Phil Stahl has been doing terrific work coordinating all the communications among all the different agencies. He's just been terrific. And as of yesterday afternoon, which is the latest that we have here, other than what Lou Vargo shared with us this morning, and again, we're going to try to get him back on as soon as he can confirm that one story, and he'll be apparently breaking some news, I guess, this morning on the show. This is as of yesterday afternoon, 2:30, the flood response information update. Recovery efforts resume at 8:30, yesterday morning at 8:30, Elm Grove, Tridelphia, identified deceased persons, and I hope I'm pronouncing the names right. There's no pronunciation guide. My apologies if I'm not pronouncing them correctly, but this is the best guess that I can offer you. Michael Veronis from Moundsville, Lisa McMasters, Tridelphia, Michael Bokanovich, Tridelphia, Kylie Minch Schotten, that's a 26-year-old mom from Tridelphia, Parker Schotten, her daughter, Tridelphia, and a Travis Creighton from Tridelphia. Flood supplies and distribution areas from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Those impacted by flooding can pick up various supplies, water cleaning supplies, non-perishable food, paper products, clothes, animal food, etc. at two locations. If people need assistance getting supplies delivered, please call 304-234-7109. That's 304-234-7109. Large bulk items should be dropped off at West Banco Arena. Supply pickup location, 25 Armory Drive in Wheeling, the rear entrance. Pickup location, Guntry, 45 Caliber Drive, the Highlands, Tridelphia. Respect's parking lot is not a distribution center location. Once again, Respect's, who's been doing wonderful, wonderful work with this. That parking lot is not a distribution center location. If any natural gas issues, Mountaineer Gas emergency line is 800-834-2070. That's 800-834-2070. Tetanus shots, call 304-234-3682. You need a West Virginia driver's license, some sort of West Virginia ID for the health department, 304-234-3682. Well, we can get to the other stuff in a bit. These are some of the main ones. Now, there are an awful lot of really heartbreaking stories regarding this flash flood tragedy. Just terrible, terrible stories. As with many tragedies, me being in the news business, I can share this with you. If you can put a face, if you can somehow humanize the tragedy by highlighting at least one victim, that tragedy will have even more of an impact. And human beings tend to want to identify with people. We just do. And in this terrible tragedy, with all of the deaths that we have, and I suspect more are going to be confirmed pretty soon, there were two people whose pictures and whose presence throughout social media were especially heartbreaking. A mom and her daughter. I mentioned the names just a few seconds ago, Kylie Schotten and Parker Schotten. Kylie was 26, Parker 3. So I'm on Facebook sharing information about the flooding and how to help different people doing different things and all that. And I come across this, an open letter to Kylie Schotten and Parker Schotten from Jeremy Schotten, the husband of Kylie and the father of Parker. I know I cannot do this justice, but I'll do the best I can. And yes, I've posted this on Big Willie 105.5 and my Facebook page and wherever else I can post it, as have many, many other people. But this poor mom and her child seem to be the face of this terrible tragedy, even though many people have lost their lives. And every loss of life is, of course, a tragedy. But these pictures are especially heart-wrenching. And now, with this open letter from Jeremy Schotten, again, I can't begin to do this justice, but I will do my best. To my wife, I love you so much. You are the best thing that's ever happened to me. The absolute best mother to our kids. The most loving and caring and strongest woman ever. I'm not sure how to keep going, but I have to find a way for you and Parker. But most importantly now for Luke. It feels like just yesterday we said, I do, and got to celebrate with our friends and family. I was so, so proud to call you my wife. We were getting ready to settle down, get out the camper, and call a home ours. All I ever wanted was to give you and Parker everything that you guys ever needed and wanted. To my little girl, Parker Grace, you were my pride and joy, my baby girl. You were the sweetest, smartest, and most beautiful little girl. There wasn't a day that went by that you didn't make my day better. Every night when you laid down to go to sleep, you'd say, Daddy, I don't want you to work tomorrow. And it took everything in me not to cry, just knowing you wanted me to stay home as much as I could. The hours I'd spent on FaceTime with you and your mom while I was at work, the most infectious smile, the most beautiful laugh, y'all made my life so much better. Made me the man I am today. To everyone who helped search, helped donate, or just checked in on us, I can't thank you guys enough. Please keep our families in your prayers. Jeremy Schotten. And just like that, lives have changed forever. Well, we're expecting Lou Vargo to give us a call back shortly. Let us know when he can come on and confirm this information that he is trying to nail down right now, and we'll give that to you, of course, immediately. Again, that special letter from Jeremy Schott in that open letter. Post it on Big Willie 1055, Dimitri, my profile page, and really, it's really throughout the internet now. Schotten is spelled S-H-O-T-T-O-N, his first name, Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, Jeremy Schotten. Wow, just wow.